saying to Jennifer, how are you doing? The things that you need to know to make it through the day today. Here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, I am at the studios of KX. I always do this. I always want to say KYXL for some reason, and that's not it. I always turn the call letters around because that's not the right set of call letters, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
KXYL is in Brownwood, Texas. And so that is where I am this morning. You're back in Los Angeles after going to the CES Consumer Electronics Show. So it's now your turn to report on something that more people have talked about this week than almost anything else. It's really amazing.
Everywhere, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is.
And, you know, it was the total was supposed to be 150,000 people in Las Vegas. Now, Rich McFadden and I, who is a contributor to this show, right, we're taking on the city to see if, you know, what was really going on. And some of our cab drivers said it was only 70,000 people in town, that it wasn't 150,000, but it sure felt packed to me. And yeah, TVs, cameras, I mean, you name it. They had vibrating forks to make you stop eating.
Oh, really?
Only $100 for a fork.
Really? A vibrating fork that will keep you from eating.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try one of those out. All right, so what did you see that you thought was the most outrageous or the most interesting or the most useful tool? And I think that's probably what a lot of people are interested in. What was the most useful tool?
You know, I think, I don't know if it's the most useful, but probably the thing that was most impressive to both Rich and I was the LG 3D display. I mean, they had you walk into this huge room, put these glasses on, and it was the best 3D quality anything that I've ever seen. It was really, really cool. Then they also had bendable screens. And they had some great cameras that I know Rich was really excited about. And, you know, just a lot of different products. Windows had some new technology there that was kind of cool.
Why would you need a bendable screen?
You know, that's a really good question. They're making it on small, and it's not going to be released yet. But it's actually for the mobile devices. Like, it's a little teeny tiny screen that you can keep in your pocket that bends. Don't ask. Who knows? These are all, like, robotic things. I mean, it's like walking into the future. They had cars that drive themselves. They had, I mean, just tons of stuff. You can't even wrap your brain around all the things that they had. And
well,
on the radio
side, weren't there a lot of electric cars?
There were less cars. There was a car exhibit that showed mostly kind of the inside, the self-driving cars.
Didn't that last year, that was a big thing toward the middle of the year, I think, the announcement that they're, especially in California, they were going to allow those self-driving cars to be on the highways.
Right,
and everybody
right.
says, how's that going to work? Did you figure out how they work?
Well, they read things. I mean, from what I understood, I only heard a little bit of a demonstration, but they read when lights are changing to green and to red, and so that's how, I mean, whatever's transmitting from outside, from around you, it's going to control what's happening inside the car.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well,
but
so
yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Generally, you were happy you went.
I would do it differently next year. It is so big. And I had been once before, but it had probably been 10 years. And this show has grown so much that I think I would research exactly what I want to see so that you can kind of be a little more focused, because Rich and I were wandering around the floor and there's just so much. And the thing that there was, I couldn't believe it, but there were so many iPhone and iPad covers, different ones that you can do. They had ones that you can build Legos on the outside. They had, I mean, just tons of covers. I know.
Why would you want to do that?
Well, if you have a kid, here, kid, play with the phone, and instead of looking at the content, they can build Legos on the outside.
All right. Well,
lots of fun.
I wonder how I would have done there. I tend to look for more gadgets that might be used. I suppose in our world, the radio world, we're interested in stuff that's there. The other stuff doesn't interest me.
Well, let me tell you about the radio.
If it can't be used on the farm, then what good is it?
The radio deal, all of the new radio bands, and they had a lot. I mean, many companies were there with different types of, with the new look of radio is what they're kind of calling it. And inside the car now, you're going to have AM, FM, and internet bands, which is very interesting.
But I said that 4 years ago. I'm a psychic, didn't you know?
You are. Well, they heard you.
We talked about that 4 years ago. I said there are going to be four bands in the car. Every new car is going to have an AM band, an FM band, the Sirius, or however you want to, I mean, if it's Sirius or whatever survives, in terms of that kind of listenership and the internet, where you can set your own, like people can find where we're download. How many different downloads can you get of Doug Stephan at DougStephan.com or the Doug Stephan Good Day program? Mm-hmm. Find a button for that and a button for other things that you want to listen to that are off the internet. And bingo bango. So that's going to start next year, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's actually in most cars now in 2013. It so it was kind of interesting to see that. And a lot of our partners like TuneIn Radio and iHeartRadio, those people were all there wandering the floor. And, you know, it was fun. It was good.
Yeah. All right, so you had a good time and you learned something, so that's what's important. All right, Jennifer Horn here. This hour of the program is devoted to finding out what's going on in the world, our take on the news. Later on in this hour, because I am here in Brownwood, Texas at KXYL, the folks here have done a bang-up job getting me some local folks. So we're going to meet a dairy farmer from Bangs, Texas, who has about the same size operation as I do, but he doesn't. His voice is, the way he talks is different. The way he, maybe that'll be indicative of how he runs his operation. We'll find out later on this hour, Jennifer. Meanwhile, I would bet that you and Rich together probably were talking about the fact that Baseball's Hall of Fame did not induct anybody this year.
Can I tell you a funny story about that?
Yeah.
In a long way.
Yeah.
And this is actually a little newsy as well. I got up yesterday on time. No rushing. I was actually proud of myself. I even left the room earlier than I wanted to. And I get downstairs to this huge cab line, which should have been an omen that things may go south.
Yeah.
Get to the airport, McCarran Airport in Las Vegas, and think, okay, I'm just going to make my flight. Just going to make it after that long cab ride. And the Southwest computers were completely
down.
Long
cab ride? Where did you stay?
Oh, no, the long cab line. We were at the Luxor.
Line.
Yeah, so the line took me 40 minutes.
The Luxor to the airport is about a mile and a quarter.
Yeah, it was a five-minute ride once you get a cab, but there were no cabs coming into the hotel, and I was just stuck in this line for 40 minutes. Nothing. No buses coming in. Nobody for me to beg a ride off of. So I was a little nervous. So I get to the airport, and I'm thinking, okay, great. Short cab ride. I'm going to make it. It's going to be fine. Until I get there, and the Southwest computer system at McCarran had gone down completely. People everywhere, people screaming. I mean, I thought some guy was going to get arrested. He was yelling so much. So I decided, you know, I'm 4 hours away from home. Why am I dealing with all this? I'm obviously going to miss my flight. So I rented a car and drove back.
There you go.
And I, you know, being the radio geek like we are, Doug, that's the best part of driving on long trips is just seeing what's on the radio.
I have listened across country now. I started on Monday in Washington and going across Tennessee. I went across West Virginia, Tennessee, into Arkansas, and into Texas.
I almost called you yesterday to see where you were while I was driving, because I ended up getting stuck on this sports radio station. This guy going apoplectic about the fact that Mike Piazza was not inducted into the Hall of Fame this year.
All of the sports. First of all, what you need to know is that sports talk radio is replacing a lot of the issue-oriented news talk radio on a lot of the program, a lot of the stations where people are tired of listening to the anger.
Lots of sports.
And so there's a lot of sports on. A lot of people are paying more attention to it. It's become a big moneymaker for a lot of radio station owners, as it's a big moneymaker for the television folks. And it's a big moneymaker of Major League Baseball and football. All this stuff is big money. So the fact that for only the eighth time since 1936, the first time since 1996, the Baseball Writers Association voted nobody into the Hall of Fame. I was looking at what Pete Rose said about it. He says, this is a bad situation. That was genius on his part. But you got to wonder, is it all about the steroids?
Well, that's what this guy was speculating.
Is it all about the cheaters?
Yeah. That everybody that's eligible right around now is in a class that was really kind of associated with juicing.
Yeah, right. So nobody gets inducted. Maybe it's a good thing under the circumstances.
But talk about, you know, sports radio is supposed to be less angry. This guy was mad.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
How do you get angry about sports? What's the big deal?
That's what I was thinking to myself, because he really was upset. And he was screaming. He was one of the calls that radio wishes for. I mean, he was just so animated and nuts. And so I'm thinking to myself, my God, there are big problems in the world. Mike Piazza not getting into the Hall of Fame.
This is one of them.
I know.
Exactly.
We're going to all make it with that.
Whether Joe Biden gets into the Hall of Fame is another question.
There you go.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so later on in the hour, as I said, we're going to meet a dairy farmer from Bangs, Texas, who's here in the studio with me at KXYL in Brownwood. Also, some of the stories, there are a lot of people in the news, the story of the Cleveland stripper who fell off a balcony while giving somebody a lap dance. She died. You heard that story, right? Lauren Block, her name, 22 years old, was in a critical condition, and she died. So her family decided to give all of her organs to various people around the country who needed it. She had been an organ donor anyway, and the family said, quote, "We hope this will enable her to save many lives and live on through others." She had been entertaining a customer. I mean, at first blush, you hear this and you sort of chuckle, and but then, you know, she died. She worked for a place called Christie's Cabaret in Cleveland. I know Cleveland pretty well. I'm trying to figure out where in Cleveland there's a strip club. In Detroit, maybe you'd think of, you know, there are a number of places for, I don't know why, Detroit. New York, I couldn't tell you there was a place you could get a lap dance.
Oh, sure. There's
you think
be.
In New York?
Oh, really? Absolutely.
Oh. Anyway, she attempted, instead of doing, I'm sort of chuckling. She attempted to do a different kind of a dance when the accident occurred. It was a jump dance instead of a lap dance, and she jumped off the balcony. I'm sorry. Oh, God.
You're terrible.
Yeah, that's right.
Poor woman.
But I'm just
trying to earn a buck the hard way, by the way.
This the poor thing. You know, she's on the edge of, I mean, visualize it. She's on the edge of a balcony. She does, she's, instead of doing a lap dance, she's trying to really intrigue this guy, apparently, and misses and goes over the side. Hey, 18 past the hour on Good Day.
Terrible.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low energy? Or what about sleeplessness, low libido, and fat storage, especially around the belly area? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it'll be practically impossible to get rid of these problems. But you're in luck because Amarin is the all-natural formula clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss in women over 40. With no big change in lifestyle, Amarin restores hormonal imbalance in women over 40, so the extra pounds fall away and the other symptoms simply disappear. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first 50 callers right now at 1-800-647-9277. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-647-9277. That's 1-800-647-9277.
Guitar Center's January clearance sale is the treasure hunt musicians wait for every year. Score premium gear from major brands at unheard-of discounts. We're talking about jewels from Fender, Gibson, Yamaha, Roland, Pro Tools, Shure, Apple, and more. Up to 80% off list. And this week, a wealth of incredible new deals just arrived at Guitar Center. So stop by and walk out with a gem you've always wanted and a price you only dreamed about. Hurry to Guitar Center's January clearance sale and claim your treasure before it's gone.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide qualified customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
The tickets to President Obama's inauguration are being scalped on Craigslist for $2,000. On Craigslist, yeah. If you're interested, send an email to vicepresjoeb@gmail.com. He also wants to sell a futon.
Well, here is a shocking statistic. I was stunned to learn this. You know who are the most frequent binge drinkers? Seniors.
What?
Seniors are the most frequent binge drinkers. In fact, that's why they eat dinner at 4:30 so they can make that 5 o'clock happy hour. You know, that they get the whole hour. In fact, you know the old lady who's fallen and can't get up? She is drunk. She's drunk in her head. The iPhone just turned 6 years old. The iPhone has The iPhone's become like a child to us, like a child we accidentally drop in the toilet from time to time. It is crazy when you think about all the ways the iPhone has changed us. Remember you walk around with the 800 yards of telephone cord? 6 years ago, an app was something you ate at Chili's before your entree came out.
The 2013 Oscar nominations were announced today.
Yeah.
A lot of surprises. A lot of people snubbed. Weird. You don't want to get snubbed at the Oscars. A lot of people snubbed. But the big surprise, Lincoln earned the most nominations. 12 nominations for Lincoln. And I have a feeling that if you were alive today, Lincoln would say, "What is a movie?"
Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, Jay Leno, and Conan O'Brien with some jokes, late night shows. Jennifer, you were not around yesterday when these announcements were made. There were a lot of people discussing Ben Affleck being snubbed.
Yeah, I heard
for
about him
a
being
Best Director nominee.
And Argo was such a great movie, and he won last night at the Critics' Choice Awards for Best Director and Best Movie for Argo.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to make a lot of sense. Hmm. All right, Michael, will you get us cut 11:05? One of the things that we like to do here as we review some of the things on television, Wendy Williams on her program always has some pretty interesting takes on the issues of the day. Here on her program yesterday, she expressed her outrage about those action figures from the new Quentin Tarantino movie.
Some people in the black community say that, Django Unchained is insulting because it's making light of something very serious, and that's slavery. Now the movie's causing even more controversy because they've released these action figures based on the movie characters. A bunch of slaves. Look at them. Look at that. This is so disgusting. It's comical. I don't know anybody who would buy these or want these. As a black person, I am extremely insulted by this. You know what? The Jewish community would never have you make Holocaust dolls based on Schindler's List. Never. And, Kerry Washington was in the movie, and you know, Jamie Foxx and Samuel L. Jackson, Quentin Tarantino, did the movie. Do you think people would feel differently if Spike Lee did the movie? I think not. Do you think if a black person produced, directed the movie that, it, you know, people's reaction would be different? No. Yeah. Well, anyway, Reverend Al Sharpton is protesting and piping up. And, you know, maybe we can get these dolls pulled off the shelves because it's kind of disgusting.
I agree with her. It's too bad they have Al Sharpton as a speaker because he always turns everybody off. With his points of view, or at least he turns off most white people. But in this circumstance, what she said is 100% accurate. It's really disgusting. And you'd think somebody, although you can go back to what I said a few minutes ago about that poor woman that got killed because she was a lap dancer and she fell off the balcony. Was that disgusting? Was that inappropriate? Was I being unreasonable? I suppose maybe there's no accounting for taste. And sometimes what is troubling to some is not troubling to others. In some circumstances, I heard some people, and I'll not go into who and where I heard it, but this discussion of race that came about as a result of looking at these things and the protests that are being lodged because of them, mostly were derogatory. The derogatory comments aimed at Al Sharpton, not at the issue that she brought up. I think she's right about it, frankly. Right. What do you think? It's 28 past the hour on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Now, if there's one thing that transforms someone from being a tourist into a traveler, it's learning the local language. But what you really want to do is skip the textbook-based lessons and get yourself into a conversational program. In France, an organization called WICE was founded by English speakers in Paris. There's an annual fee, but that gets you access to a French conversational group every Tuesday and Friday. Or you can exchange language tips with a program called Parler Parler, where classes are 45 minutes of English and 45 minutes of French. Then there's something called Spanish Abroad. They have fun immersion programs like a language and surf camp in Costa Rica. But my advice is to pick a more culturally intensive program in a place like Madrid. The groups are small and you're encouraged to practice your conversational skills with the staff outside of class as well. You never want to let school interfere with your education. You got to speak outside of class. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
We wanted a metaphor for the big deals at Office Max, like a huge... But to pass more savings on to you, we got an elephant 9 inches tall, riding a unicycle. He's a symbol of our tiny prices. Like when you buy a case of X9 paper for $43.99 using your Max Perks card, you get $43.98 back in Max Perks rewards. It's like paying one penny for a case of paper. Find thousands of big deals now at Office Max. But don't step on our elephant. Offer ends January 12th. Max Perks rewards and other restrictions apply. See store for details. Limit 2.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's tutoring my students after school.
It's staying late at the office.
And it's grading papers on weekends.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it. TurboTax is a personalized interview that helps you get deductions and credits specific to you, from school supplies to continuing education credits, so you get back every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
It's now 33 after the hour, 27 before the new hour, Jennifer. Yeah. Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen are here on the Good Day program. And normally in this hour, I spend the time with Jennifer talking about the news of the day. But because I'm a guest. You're a guest too, Jennifer. We're both guests.
Yes.
In a manner of speaking, at KXYL in Brownwood, Texas. The folks who run the radio station thought it would be nice if I had some local color. So the first person to represent the local color.
This is big pressure, by the way, to be local color. This is pressure.
Yeah, well, Charlie Atchley is a dairy farmer from Blanket, Texas, which is up the road about, 20 miles from Brownwood?
Yeah, pretty close.
20 miles. All right. So I think that Rex thought that it would be cool for you and I to talk because you have a dairy operation that's pretty similar to mine. The thing is, I'm operating in the cold weather, and you're operating in the, I guess, moderate climes. You don't have really serious weather here to worry about. Although, this has been a big year for drought down here, as it has with much of the country, right?
Right. So, we've been about 2 years in drought.
Really? Mm-hmm. So how's that affected what you're doing?
It's caused hay prices to jump.
Now, off the air, you and I were talking about, and a lot of people who are listening, everybody knows that I'm a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, and so they're used to me having cow talk. We have cow talk, yeah. Dairy talk, farm talk here with regularity, and it's because it's ingrained in me, and I think one of the most important things that we can discuss in general, never mind whether we're farmers or not, is where people get their food. Most people don't realize. I do on my farm. I have sort of an educational approach to it. People bring their families in. They have tours of the farm. They can come in and watch the cows being milked. Because most children today, and even many adults, haven't got a clue what farm life is like, number one. They don't know where the milk or the produce comes from. They can't. But yet, people are upset because the quality of food available in most of the circumstances, grocery stores and also at restaurants, is lousy. So I wonder how many people come by your place, or how open do you make it, and how, in Texas, how much different is the approach to producing than, let's say, might be the case in any other part of the country?
Well, I've had scout groups and things like that come visit my farm. But,
right.
But anybody can come visit anytime they want to. I don't care. We milk cows twice a day, 365 days a year, so anybody's welcome.
All right, so describe your farm and the fact that I like him, Jennifer. One of the reasons I like him is because he's got Jersey cows, brown cows, and they're much nicer, gentler. Why'd you decide, by the way, when most farms are looking for volume, Jerseys are not volume cows, why'd you decide on brown cows versus the Holsteins?
Well, when I first went into dairy business, I started with Holsteins.
Did you?
I did. And after I was going to expand, because I started out with about 30 cows, and I was going to expand up, and I was looking for registered cattle, and the prices were big difference.
In the roof.
Yeah.
So and you're not getting any more except a piece of paper most of the time,
most
right?
Most of the time, you're right.
Yeah.
Anyway, and I checked on the Jersey prices, and it was about $500-$600 a head cheaper, so I figured I could add more cows.
Yeah, right.
So I went with Jerseys, and after I milked them a few years, I sold all my Holsteins.
You did?
Yes.
Yeah. So how many Jerseys have you got now?
I milk right at 100 cows.
And how many cows in support of that do you have?
Heifers and stuff.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
about 90 right now.
You do.
Mm-hmm.
So what am I doing wrong? I've got about 140. Normally, it's you multiply times two for support. I've got about 140, 145 milkers and right around I think 280, 285 cows. So it's about the problems we run up against. And I wonder what you have. Again, I don't want to make this too technical, but I'm fascinated as to how this occurs in the rest of the country. And I think it's good for people who are listening to know what, in general, you hear me railing about the government and getting involved in our business way too much. I'm guessing that, Charlie, you have the same reservations or the same concerns. We were talking off the air about what you sell the milk for, what you have to go through if you want to sell it raw. Just explain to people who are listening around the country so they'll hear the same thing from you and they don't think I'm crazy.
No. There's a lot of regulations if you want to go with raw milk. In Texas, it's easy to get a raw milk license.
Yeah, it wasn't for me in Massachusetts.
But it's, I don't know if you read the fine print and things like that. It only lasts for about 6 months.
So you got to reapply all the time.
You have to reapply all the time, and it's rather expensive. It costs you about $800 for the raw milk license.
Do you think farmers in Texas think the government is their friend, enemy, or just benign?
Well, personally, I think the government should get the hell out of the way.
I see why I like them, Jennifer.
You're not the only one, that's for sure.
Yeah. So in terms of, again, people buying your product, you're buying milk, let's say, in the store, you're having it processed, the processor buys it from you, brings it to a plant, pasteurizes it, bottles it, and brings it, distributes it to wherever. So what do people not know in general when they come to visit your farm? What are they usually surprised to learn?
How small the Jersey cows are and how tame they are.
Right.
They're real curious animals. You can walk out in the pasture and you'll have 25, 30 cows around you sniffing at you, whereas Holsteins, they just kind of walk away from you.
Right.
Try to stay away.
I think it's one of the reasons that I like the Jerseys. One of the things that I do on the farm is, as I raise them the first year, we normally keep them in a barn in the wintertime and lead them in and out so that they get very used to humans. And they're even more, as you've suggested, they're more curious. They're more welcoming. When we have tours around the farm, put kids in the wagon, and they go out, and the cows are running after the wagon, and the kids are screaming. And they learn that a big animal is not dangerous or something to fear.
No, they're not.
No, they aren't.
In fact, most of the smaller children that come visit our farm, the first thing they want to go see the calves.
Yeah.
And we take them to see. We raise all our calves in hutches.
Yep, I do too.
Individual hutches.
And, yeah.
And they let them, you know, they suck on their fingers and things like that.
Yeah,
and
that's another thing.
Like that.
Oh, yeah, they don't, and they sort of scream, but they'll put their fingers in to touch the calves. And this is something, actually, in a universal sense, one of the great things about what we understand about life and the nurturing state of life, Jennifer, when we all understand sort of how we begin and the instinct that we have to nurse.
Right.
But that's instinctive in all mammalia. And if, you know, I don't get, this is not a religious program because I'm not a religious guy, but I do believe in God or a power, infinite power, whatever you want to use as terminology for it. When you witness that kind of stuff, it's awesome. And also in calves, I've probably helped birth 400 or 500 calves because you're always, I mean, over the course of my life, there's every year there are going to be some cows that are a problem.
You're going to end up on Maury Povich if you're not careful.
That's something I hadn't thought about. Yeah. Never, I never remember.
You're getting close to the limit.
Yeah. But in general, life, it teaches you, being on the farm certainly teaches you about life. And as you know, when I was growing up, maybe 20% of the population were involved in agriculture. Now it's like 2%. And you're a little younger than I am. Down here, though, there's much more agriculture, a lot more farming done. As a matter of fact, a lot more dairy here than pretty much. I think the county, this is not the same county as Stephenville, but there's a sign as you go through the center of town of Stephenville. We make 223 million gallons of milk a year here, that kind of stuff.
Well, Stephenville has lost a lot of dairies. In fact, Texas has shrank a lot of dairies in the last 2 years on account of the drought and
bad government policy.
Well, that and the way the prices are.
Well, but don't you think the price, see, this is what I want people to understand or take away perhaps from this conversation. The government involved in regulating the prices as well as lots of other things, as you said a few minutes ago, they should get the hell out. But in terms of how that affects the number of people, you know, everybody says in the government, we want to encourage farmers. But they don't. They do the opposite. They discourage with all the regulations and foolishness. It's like you are trying to produce. The expectation is that you're too stupid to know how to run your own operation and to run a good one so you can stay in business.
Right.
Right?
Right. And, well, a lot of this stuff started in 2007 whenever they put the mandate in for corn to make fuel.
Yeah, right.
And,
ethanol.
My feed went from $165 a ton to $360 a ton.
My God.
And just on account of they put a big shortage on the corn.
And then when you get down to the reality of what it costs you to do this, so many dairies have gone out because there's no margin. There's nothing there because of, again, bad government policy. So now they're hauling milk in from China. On airplanes in bulk, and hauling milk in from New Zealand in bulk, at least on the West Coast, bringing milk here from Mexico across the border, aren't they? Isn't there Texas milk that comes from Mexico?
No, from New Mexico.
Not from Mexico.
Not really.
Yeah.
Like
so,
Mexico, but newer.
Yeah. So, under the circumstances, your help, how do you find help? Up in Tarleton, they had a couple of guys that could speak English, and I'm sure that they made sure that they were legal.
You were lucky to find them.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You know, the fellow that runs it says it's hard to find help.
Yeah.
So how do you find help?
I had a lot of children.
Really?
Yes, I did.
You know, that's, by the way, that was the philosophy on the farm. Maybe as you were growing up, your father, you said, was in the oil business.
Yeah.
So you are first for generation. But I know a lot of people who come from large families, and the reason they had large families is because that's what the labor pool was.
Well, I grew up in a town in Winthorpe, Texas, and everybody had about six or seven children.
Yeah.
They all worked on a farm, and we had six. So
yep. That's what the labor supply comes from, mom and dad.
And the children.
Yeah, right. So I think that's something that not many people know, which is kind of an interesting reality when you get right down to it. And a lot of older farmers are chuckling right now because that has been, that was why I have a friend who lives, grew up in Iowa, and she had, let's see, was it two brothers and a sister. And her parents said they didn't really want to have more than two children, but they needed more help on the farm, so they had two more.
Yeah.
I mean, think about that.
Yeah. Well, all my kids got up every morning before school, and they had chores.
They had chores, yeah.
It's probably
they
the best
either
thing
milked
for them,
or fed, and
yeah.
fed, you know, they took care of animals
yeah.
when they went to school.
And Jennifer said it was probably the best thing for
yep.
them. It taught them responsibility.
It was.
Yeah.
So far, knock on wood, I haven't had any.
So are they interested in following you? You've got a lot of time left in you, but are they interested in following, keeping the farm going?
I would like to see somebody keep the farm going, but at current dairy policy, the way it is in this country, I don't encourage them.
So this is a wake-up call to those of you who don't get it or who haven't heard what we're saying here in a very blatant way. If the government doesn't get out of screwing around with the produce and how it's grown in this country, we're not going to have any farms anymore. Other than the giant conglomerates that are controlled by the big ag interests, ADM, Cargill, and the chemical companies like Dow and Monsanto, that's where you're going to get your food. You're not going to get it from guys like Charlie and guys like me, because the government doesn't. The policy that's been put in place has been put in place by people who are working for these big corporations. They come into the government to set policy, and then end of the day, what has happened? They've gotten what they want, and the family farmers have gotten the old American salute. Right, am I?
Pretty much.
So now when you listen to me on the radio, you're going to kind of get the gist of what goes on, and you can sort of visualize it, right? Charlie, nice to meet you.
Nice
Thanks for
you.
Your story. Charlie Atchley, who's a dairy farmer from Blanket, Texas, here. Later on today, I'm going to go check out, see if I can get a couple of his cows in the back of my car without him noticing it. It's 14
good
before
luck
the
with
hour.
That. And good luck to your car.
14 before the hour. And good day.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's being there for my customers.
It's lending a hand at any hour.
And it's having my coworkers' backs day or night.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it. TurboTax has experts available to answer your questions by phone or live chat, so you get the answers you need and every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. If you're a homeowner, you don't simply live in a house. You live in a giant tax deduction. That's because homeowners often qualify for a range of deductions that can greatly impact your taxes. Among them, property tax, mortgage interest, and home equity loan deductions. They add up fast, and TurboTax can help you determine which ones you qualify for. To get more details on homeowner deductions and find out how TurboTax can help you get back every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
Last year, I filed my federal taxes online. They said it would be free, but it wasn't. That's why I'm using TaxAct.com, a truly free federal filing solution.
TaxAct.com.
Their code is like mine, and they have a choir to sing about it. They believe in
integrity.
They mean what they say. Like when they say free, they mean it. For all e-fileable federal forms.
Simplicity.
It's fast and easy. They walk you through every step, and I have access to immediate help when I need it. They pledge to get you the maximum refund, and accuracy is guaranteed. No restrictions.
Value.
Tax Act is the most complete free federal tax filing solution online. It hunts down all my deductions to give me tax savings. It's free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file. All e-fileable federal forms are free.
Free.
TaxAct.com. It's how we act.
TaxAct.com.
As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
Apply chapstick to my lips. Raspberry cream I can't resist. Flavor fruity, oh so juicy. Just give one to my friend Lucy. Burst of berries, creamy rich. Chapstick always on my lips. La 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 la.
Apply new Chapstick Raspberry Cream and apply happy. Luscious raspberry flavor, 10 juicy moisturizers. Grab one from the cough and cold aisle.
La 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 la. La
Chapstick,
la, la,
apply
la,
happy.
Doug Stefan and Jennifer Horn on the Good Day program. It's Friday, January 11th. Continuing saga of Lindsay Lohan and the nightmare that is Lindsay. What do you have there?
Well, a couple of things today. You know, there are reports all over the place. Anytime Lindsay gets a job, there are always reports about how hard she is to work with. Well, a writer for the New York Times, Stephen Roderick, was allowed to chronicle the filming of Lindsay's movie, The Canyons, from start to finish. And he says she was a disaster who showed up drunk to the set. He writes that at one point she was fired after missing 2 days of work, only to show up at the director's hotel room in tears, begging for her job back. So she was in the hall for 90 minutes before she finally left. And then when she was hired back, it got even worse. She would criticize people and... Ugh.
Unbelievable. Man,
sounds like a nice gal, doesn't she?
Yeah. 51 after on Good Day.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa. It's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch. GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Past the hour on today's Dark Steph and Good Day program from the studios of KYX. I always want to do that. KYXL. KXY. I always do that. I'm looking at a friend of mine across the hall who's the morning host on another one of the stations here in the studio, whose dad actually is one of my friends in the broadcast. You know Tyler Cox, right? Jennifer, do you know Tyler?
Sure.
Who's the program director at WBAP. Mm-hmm. And, well, his son does mornings on one of the stations here.
Oh,
and he's
cool.
Across the hall from me. And he actually isn't listening to his own thing. He's listening to us.
He's listening to us. Hi.
Yeah, right? Anyway, let's get to technology and the you were at the Consumer Electronics Show.
Yes, I was.
I got your report. Now let's get Shelley Palmer, our reporter, who's generally here every day at this time, talking about technology, to explain what he thinks were the standout items at the Consumer Electronics Show. That's coming up next year on Good Day.
Black chapstick to my lips, raspberry cream I can't resist. Flavorful tea, oh so juicy. Just give one to my friend Lucy. Burst of berries, creamy rich. Chapstick always on my list. La 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 la.
Apply new Chapstick Raspberry Cream and apply happy. Luscious raspberry flavored 10 juicy moisturizers. Grab one from the cough and cold aisle.
La, 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 la,
Chapstick, apply happy.
We wanted a metaphor for the big deals at OfficeMax, like a huge... But to pass more savings on to you, we got an elephant 9 inches tall, riding the unicycle. He's a symbol of our tiny prices. Like when you buy a case of X9 paper for $43.99 using your Max Perks card, you get $43.98 back in Max Perks rewards. It's like paying one penny for a case of paper. Find thousands of big deals now at OfficeMax. But don't step on our elephant. Offer ends January 12th. Max Perks rewards and other restrictions apply. See store for details. Limit 2.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, the 2013 International CES is almost over. I've really enjoyed spending the week with 150,000 of my closest friends exploring over 3,000 exhibits. What really stood out? For me, the reason to own a 110-inch Ultra HD television set was hard to imagine until I saw one up close and personal. I've seen a few TV sets in my day, but nothing prepared me for the size and quality of Westinghouse's 110-inch Ultra HD TV set. I was also blown away by Samsung's television, smartphones, and tablets. This is going to be a great year for Samsung. It's a company that makes products you just want to own. I also love the literally hundreds of companion apps that were available for almost every single product at the show. If it was cool, it came with an app, which was the big story at CES this year. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com or follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer for a complete roundup of all the best stuff that CES had to offer. Leaving Las Vegas,
for Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer. start off the new year for just a buck at Rent-A-Center. Now through February 2nd, everything in the store is just a dollar a day. Choose your favorite brand name appliances, laptops, tablets, computers, flat screen TVs, and furniture, and pay just a dollar a day until February 2nd. There's never been a better time to try the brands and products you want most during the dollar a day sale at Rent-A-Center. $1 for each day through February 2nd, 2013 must be paid in advance. Regular rates apply thereafter. Offer good on new agreements only. See store for full details.
Baa Baa Black Sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
All right, so next up here as we review what went on at the Consumer Electronics Show this week is television and radio man Holland Cook with his overview.
Can you hear me now? Increasingly, you cannot. A Sprint executive told us that more of the world's people now have mobile phones than have running water. And even though your refrigerator might not yet be robotically ordering groceries for you, various other devices already in your home and car and workplace are creating what FCC Chairman Julius Genachowski calls the Wi-Fi traffic jam. 1 trillion devices will be connected to the Internet in 2013, so there are already more so-called smart devices than humans on Earth. Many of them are toys. Others are fundamental to the public safety infrastructure. As traffic cop of the airwaves, the head of the FCC was pleased to announce that more Wi-Fi frequencies would soon open up. And what's on display in a 31 football field size exhibit hall here looks ready to gobble it all up. In Las Vegas, I'm Holland Cook for Good Day.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Now get 39-cent color copies in-store, at self-serve, or online at staplescopycenter.com for pickup or delivery. Ends 126. Details in-store or online. Staples. That was easy.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program from Brownwood Tech.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.